When I have trained well, I have prepared myself to do the job that I want to do. When I have trained well, I have prepared myself to be the master I want to be. When I have trained myself, I have prepared myself to take care of any circumstances in my life. But all too often, I don't really train myself. I just sort of make believe. I sort of pretend. And then when the frustration comes and gathers me by the throat and says, go ahead, prove it, prove it, prove it, prove it, I fall back on my backside and I say, but why doesn't it work for me? Why doesn't it work for me? Why doesn't the principle work for me? Why is it that I have all these desires and I have all these wishes and all these wants in my life and they don't work? They just don't work. Why don't they work for me? Well, it'd be like saying to a ship's captain, how come you got to be ship's captain? He said, well, I went through all the training programs and I did everything that was asked of me. I learned all the courses that I had to learn. I learned all about navigation. I learned all about ship. I learned all about what a ship is, what makes it go, how to handle it. I learned all these details, and I applied them every single moment of my life. Oh, there were times that it was tough. There were times that it didn't want to work. There were times that I had to go to somebody else and say, what do I do? What do I do? And they always had the answer, you know what to do. You have prepared yourself for this, and this test is your test, not my test. You answer it for yourself. And so I answered it for myself. I stood up for myself, and I became the ship's captain. I became responsible, and I became competent and capable to do the chore, the task, the deed that I set before myself. But that didn't mean that I didn't have moments of frustration. That didn't mean that I didn't have moments of doubt and poured into my consciousness and saying, am I really ready to do this? Am I really able to do this? Am I really talented enough to do this? And when those moments came, I felt sorry for myself. When those moments came, I felt like quitting. I felt like running away and hiding my head under a bushel. But then I became quiet. That's what always I did. I became quiet. I always became quiet and listened within and said, surely it can be done. Others have done it. Others have proved that it can be done. I can too. And then as I took a few moments of becoming still and becoming quiet, I had inner confidence then. It's not that I knew any more than I did before, but I had an inner confidence. I had a confidence that was within and was without. And this confidence allowed me to carry on and move forward and let the frustration and the doubt all go their way. I knew it could be done, and I knew I could do it. And so then I did it. I just went forth and applied the principle and lived the principle in every moment of my life, in every moment of my being. And as I applied the principle and lived the principle in every moment of my being, that confidence that I had, that self-confidence, that awareness that I had, the knowledge that it can be done and I can do it, became stronger and stronger and stronger in me. Oh, I could have fallen down and said no. I could have let my frustration make the most of me. I could have said my teachers were all wrong. I could have said the program is all wrong. I could have said there's not many people who do it. There's only a few who do it. And so if I don't do it, nobody will think too badly of me because I will have not accomplished something that most people don't accomplish. As I think about that, and as I consider it, I begin thinking to myself, true, most people don't accomplish it. But I'm not most people. I'm somebody who knows all the principles, who knows the rules, and who knows how to apply them. I am somebody who has trained myself to be able to do this. I am somebody who has taken years of my time to train myself to be self-confident, to train myself to listen within, to train myself to believe and know that it can be done and I can do it. And as I don't give in, as I don't let frustration overwhelm me, as I don't let these lack of success claim me and say, I too will be one of those who did not succeed, who did not accomplish it, who did not do it. Every man who sits down to play the piano does not become a concert pianist. Every man who sits down to play the piano does not even become competent. Many people sit down at the piano and they take lessons and they study for a short time and then they lose interest. They lose interest because, indeed, playing the piano is not really their thing. There are many people who go scuba diving and learn how to scuba dive and they are not competent at it because that's not really their thing. Inside of them, they have a bigger fear of scuba diving than they do of a joy. This goes true for many areas of our life. But the more areas that we fulfill, the more areas that we plow ahead and go forth and accomplish, the more areas that we achieve, the more confidence we have in ourselves, the more confidence we have in our ability to do it. And we can do that. We can plow forward and know that we can do it. And as we plow forward and know that we can do it, somehow we're able to do it. Somehow we do it. But as we do it, we do not say, oh, I did it. We just do it. And that knowingness within us says, that's right. Now, what's next? What next achievement do you want to have? What next growth experience you want to have? Oh, I'd like to be independently wealthy. I'd like to have a whole and perfect body. I'd like to have success in my work. I'd like to have good relationships. Hey, one at a time. You can have it all when you have confidence in yourself. But if you're going to be searching it out, you do it one at a time, little by little. Oh, but I'd rather do it as a general principle that I am harmonious with the infinite presence and the infinite allness, and I am the one with all. Well, that's good too. That's a good way to do it too. That's the general principle, and it works just fine. But you see, the general principle does not give you these little feedbacks that the specifics give you as you go along. The specifics give you a little feedback as you are successful in becoming a person that other people enjoy and you have lots of friends. The successful feedback that you get from living in a healthy body, feeling that every organ, action, function of your body is perfect, it's kind of a wonderful thing. It's kind of nice to have a cold come upon you and immediately you say, I'm whole and perfect. And then turn your attention to something else, and the cold is gone. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to say, I'm independently wealthy, and have money to spend, and have money to share. Well, we do, and you do, and I do. And we do have lots of money. But sometimes we think in terms of more money than we have the ability to comprehend for ourselves. How much health can you comprehend for yourself? How much friendship can you comprehend for yourself? How good a friend are you? Are you a friend under all circumstances, or are you a friend only under some circumstances? Are you whole and perfect in one area of your body, but are there other areas that are yet to be done? Are there other areas that you have not achieved and you've worked on for years and years and years? Well, why do you have a recurring illness? Why do you have a recurring problem in your life as far as your health might go? You have that recurring problem because whenever that problem comes to your attention, you immediately say, oops, there's that problem again. instead of saying, hey, you're whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Instantly say, I'm whole and perfect. Instantly know the truth about yourself. Instantly claim the truth and instantly experience the truth. If you have an illness that keeps coming back into your experience, if you have a hurt, if you have arthritis or rheumatism, if you have any one of a number of things that comes into your attention, the minute it comes into your attention, you immediately say, all is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And as you say, all is in divine order and I'm whole and perfect, you put the cause in motion. Persist. Persist, persist, strongly, powerfully, wonderfully, dynamically to yourself. Say how wonderful you are to yourself. Say how powerful you are and how good you are and how great you are. And watch it demonstrate itself in your world of affairs. Watch it demonstrate itself in your body. Watch it demonstrate yourself in your bankroll. You'll see, the principle is a never-ending principle. It's an ever-working principle. It functions beautifully. It functions perfectly. It functions just for you. And it functions right now. But are you able to stand forth and enjoy it? Are you able to stand forth and experience it? Are you able to stand forth and claim it? And let your frustrations go. Let your doubt go, and let your knowingness stay, and stand forth and say, it is done, and it is wonderfully done. Yes, we are all the winner, but we're all given challenges from time to time to see where we stand as a winner, whether we just feel lucky or whether we feel that we did the cause, we put the cause in motion. We are truly believers. We are truly self-confident in ourselves, and it is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.